Take your Bible and turn to Revelation chapter 21.
Amen.
Revelation chapter number 21 tonight, if you have your place. Revelation chapter 21, verse number 1. He said, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband." Verse number 9. "And there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of seven life plagues, and talking to me, saying, 'Come hither, and I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife.' And carried me away in the spirit to a great and a high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. And it had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and the names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of children of Israel. On the east gate 3, on the north 3 gates, on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city, and the gates thereof, and the wall thereof. And the city lieth 12 fourscore, and the length of is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with the reed 12,000 furlings. The length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. And he measured the wall thereof 144 cubits, according to the measure of man, that is, of the angel. And the building of the wall of it was of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like unto clear glass. And the foundations of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third a chalcedonian, the fourth of emerald, the fifth sardux, the sixth sardis, the seventh chrysoliat, the eighth beryllium, the ninth of topaz, the tenth of chrysoprase, the 11th of jacinth, the 12th of amethyst, and the 12th gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither the moon, nor to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. And the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life." I want to preach just a little bit tonight on this new Jerusalem. The new Jerusalem. As we see tonight, the Bible says, and John's speaking to us, he's John the Revelator. He's speaking on the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ, or the revealing to be made known the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's speaking, he said, "I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea." Now, I want you to imagine this in your mind tonight. Can you imagine a new heaven and a new earth and all that where there's no sea? Amen? The oceans are a big part of the mass of this earth. But if we go back and we look at it, we're looking at, he's talking about this city, and he's talking about the same city that Father Abraham was looking for. See, Abraham said he sojourned in this world. Praise God. He wasn't looking for this world, looking for things in this world. But he said in Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 10, speaking of Abraham, he said, "For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God." Amen. The builder and maker, that means the architect and the builder, amen, is one and the same. And he said, and that is God Almighty. So we see what takes place here, preacher, how come they always talk about a new heaven and a new earth? Because God said that they come in a time, because this one is so corrupt, he's just going to start fresh. He's going to start anew. If you look over in 2 Peter chapter number 3, 2 Peter chapter number 3, the Bible says this of that. He said, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. We know He's coming quick. That's why you need to be ready. Listen to me, church. We need to be telling our loved ones, our children, our grandchildren, all of our loved ones and acquaintances, our co-workers, that they need to be ready to go. Amen. That when Jesus comes, praise God, hey, not to be tarrying, waiting. We need to be ready to go when Jesus comes. When that call and that shout goes out, amen, we need to be able to leave out of here. Amen. No doubting. See, into which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with a fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Sounds pretty serious to me. Amen. You say, well, what are we going to do about it, preacher? Praise God, just get ready to leave. Say, we're going to go out of here, praise God, so we're not here when that takes place. Seeing that all these things must be dissolved, he said, what manner of person ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? He said, knowing these things, he said, how ought we behave? How should we act? How should we talk? Amen. Because we know this. I won't say church not. We know this. God's been telling us this fear, and He hasn't changed His mind. He hasn't changed His program. It's still the same, praise God, that it's always been. He said, looking for and hasting, verse number 12, unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Amen. I want you to notice this. He said, nevertheless, we, according to His promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Say God. He said, so what He's saying is God is going to fix it. He said, wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, said we ought to be looking for such things. Be diligent that ye may be found of Him in peace, without spot and blameless. That the sanctifying power of God be working in your heart to mold you and make you to the very likeness and the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because these things are going to come to pass. He said, so we need to be preparing. Amen. We don't need to be focused here so much. We need to be looking for a soon coming Savior. We need to be looking for a glorious city. Amen. Which He's gone to prepare. The New Jerusalem. Amen. Praise God. We see it that He said He's going to take this world. He's going to meld it. He's going to purge it. He promised that He wouldn't destroy it again by water. Amen. He made that promise. He's told us that. But He said that the next time He purges it, He's going to purge it with fire. I don't know about you. I'd rather take my chance with the water than the fire. Amen. Especially when there's no more sea, when the seas are gone. I can't imagine. You say, well, preacher, how in the world could that even be? Praise God. It's God. Now, I want to say this in this whole message tonight. I want you to think about it. And I don't want you to think small tonight. Amen. I think sometimes we think too small. We try to put God in a box and contain Him. I was talking to a fellow this week. Amen. And he was talking about, and he was saying, he was making God so small that God couldn't overcome the things and do what He said that He would do. He said, well, I just don't see it happen because of this and because of that. It just can't happen. And he was trying to persuade with science. Amen. I want to tell you tonight, God's the author and finisher of this thing. He said here that He is the builder, praise God. And the maker. He's the architect. He's the designer. He's the one that puts it together. And the Bible says that through Him, through Christ, all things consist. He's what holds it all together. So let's not make Him small. Let's not put Him in a box. That's what's happening in the churches today. We make Jesus so small and we put Him in a box, or we got Him in a tomb, or we got Him hanging on a cross. But I want to say tonight, He's an almighty God, sitting at the right hand of the Father, praise God, with the help of the Holy Ghost, doing all things and doing them well. We can't put Him in a box. If we want God to hear and answer our prayers, we're going to have to make Him large. Amen. We're going to have to make Him who He is. Because He says here, He gives us a whole lot of great, exceeding precious promises that Peter done told us about, that we can partake in. Amen. So He said, so we see that the fire and the brimstone and the smoke and the purging of the earth with fire. Amen. Peter lays it down pretty good. He tells us how it's going to be. And then we see that the Bible says here in Revelation 21 that there's that new city, a holy city, that new Jerusalem coming from down from God out of heaven. See, it's unique to heaven. Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. But he says, I go to prepare a place for you. And he said, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. So what I'm talking tonight is something bigger than our imagination, praise God. It's that place that he's gone to prepare for us, that glorious new Jerusalem, where he's going to entertain the host of heaven. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. And it's going to come down, it's going to rest. Where? I don't know. I don't know how he's going to plan that. I don't know how he's going to make it happen. But I believe it. Just because I don't understand it don't mean I don't believe it. Amen? And he says he's going to have these great, magnificent foundations. Amen? Sounds like what you'd have to have for a city that size. Praise God. Because he said he's looking. Abraham said, I'm looking for that city. Hey, you know what? We ought to be looking for that city tonight. We ought to be looking for that city, that holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, praise God. Everything, all good things come from the Father of lights, praise God, down to us who believe. Amen. I believe tonight, praise God. I'm looking for my place. Glory to God. Amen. So what we ask the question tonight, this holy city, New Jerusalem, he said, what will be there? What will be there? Well, what does God tell us to be there? Look at your Bible, Revelation chapter 21, verse number 11. Revelation chapter 1, verse number 11, he said, having the glory of God, talking about this city, we go back to verse number 10, he said, he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. Amen? That makes it unique. Praise God. Having the glory of God, that makes it unique. Her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. Amen? That speaks of clarity. That speaks of purity. He said, there's going to be a city, and that city's going to be a pure city. And he said that it's going to be filled with the glory of God. What's going to be there? The glory of God's going to be there. Amen? Now we see the glory of God here. You might say we have spells sometimes. Amen. I was talking to a young lady the other day, and she was talking about an experience she's had, and she said, I want to ask you a question. If you could explain something to me. And she was talking about a circumstance she was in, and she went into a place, a sanctuary, and she was there, and she had been going through an ordeal. She had hurt in her heart and bitterness, and she was trying to overcome it. She was trying to get to a different place in her life, and said she just couldn't help herself. She was just weeping and crying and talking from her heart to God, and said there was something come upon her that she had never had before. It was almost like it lifted her up out of her body and pulled it unto it. Amen. She said, what do you think that was? I said, that was your consciousness, praise God, being stirred by the Holy Spirit of God, because you come with a sincere and a broken heart, and you approach the throne of grace, and God heard you. Amen. It ought to be like that all the time. We ought to be in the glory of God every moment of our lives. But we can't be. We can't be today, Brother Jamie, because we live in this flesh. Man, this flesh holds us back more than anything you could believe. Brother Charles, one of these days, though, we're going to let go of this flesh, praise God. We're going to be like Jesus, and we're going to that place that's prepared, praise God, where His presence is going to be eternal. Amen. Just think of the best day that you've ever had down at the house of God. When the Spirit of God just plain come through, I believe every one of us felt the Spirit of God. Amen. If we ought to get close enough, praise God, where we can feel it every day. Help us, Lord, oh me. Amen. We need that presence every day. But he says, in that glorious city is going to be the presence of God. Look at verse 23. He said, "That city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof." Amen? Praise God. He said, there's not going to have to be any artificial light there, because the glory of God and of the sun, praise God, is going to illuminate that place. I'll tell you what, I don't know about you, but sometimes, praise God, the illuminating light and the glory of God, it illuminates my heart, turns the light on for me where I'm at. I mean, it can be the middle of the night, praise God, darkest night you ever seen, and that great light has shined forth, praise God, into your heart. Amen. It gets way past what your eyes can see to where your heart can see it. That's what I'm liking. So we see this New Jerusalem. These great foundation stones. We see what's going to be there. We see the glory of God. But not only do we see the glory of God, but we're going to see a wall of jasper. A magnificent wall of jasper. Look what the Bible says. And he said, in verse 17, he said, "I measured the wall thereof, 144 cubits, according to the measure of man, that is, of the angel." So he said there's going to be a wall of jasper. Now, a wall of jasper, because you say, well, what would that great wall of jasper be for? That wall of jasper, praise God, is going to be there for protection. Amen. Imagine that. Even God's got walls. Amen. Praise the Lord. Of a wall of protection. A wall for security measures. Hello? Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen. The riffraff ain't going to get in. Amen. Praise God. The wicked and the thief and the robber is not going to get in. Because those great walls of jasper is going to keep them out. Not only is it going to keep those, it's going to be a wall of separation. Amen? It's going to be a wall of those that believe and put their faith and trust in God Almighty and the Lord Jesus Christ. A fellow tried to tell me the other day, he said, well, there's more than one ways to get in. Different religions are just different ways to get in. I said, you need to read the Bible. He said, well, I have. And I've read other things too. And they say, so many different ways that you can get in. My Bible says there's one way, and that's Jesus Christ the Lord. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. And I'm going with Jesus. I mean, I'm going to put my faith in Him, praise God, because He's got a shoe in. Amen. He's promised to say He was that way. Amen. I told him, I said, what about all these other little gods that you serve and that you're believing in? Buddha and all these others, Muhammad. He said, well, they're all just different gods. He said, it's all right. I said, they're all dead. He just kind of looked at me real funny. I said, they're all dead. They're buried somewhere. Their bones is done decayed and gone back to the dust. I said, except for Jesus. Amen. There's many unfallible proofs, praise God, that He rose from the dead on that third day, got up victorious over death in the grave, rose up, praise God, walked 40 days on this earth, glory, ascended back to the Father. Amen. Sitting at the right hand of God Almighty to make intercession for you and I. Praise God. That's the difference. And that great wall is there. Amen. It emphasized the eternal security of God's people. Amen. Once you get behind that magnificent wall of Christ, praise God, you're going to be in safety forever. Never have to worry again. But the sad part is that same wall of separation. That same wall of separation is going to be the wall that keeps the lost out forever. They're going to go off into off alienated without God forever and ever and ever throughout eternity. Amen. God help. We need to be about the Father's business, praise God. We want to get them in. We want to be part of this glorious city. That great glow, that great wall of jasper. It's as it were shimmering ice. It's like a shimmering eye. I thought about that as I was going out to Arthur to Pardee for his surgery there Monday. And Hendersonville was the solid sheet of ice. I mean, the parking lots at the rest. Now, the main road, they had salted and stuff so much and sanded that it was clear. But all the side streets and all the parking lots and all the restaurants and business were just solid like ice skating rings. Looked like they had a hive for 3/4 inch of ice on them, just covering them up. And I thought, my goodness, and the trees, the sun kind of started coming up as I was coming home Monday afternoon, and the sun was shining on the trees, and the trees were just covered with ice, and the sun was just a glimmering on those dead branches. Even though they were dead, and it's winter, praise God, that ice made them look alive, made them come alive. And boy, I got to thinking about this. I thought, glory, hallelujah. What's it going to be like when we pull up into glory? See that magnificent wall, praise God, shining for the glory of God. Amen. A very reflection of who God is, shimmering like a sheet of ice in heaven. Amen. Can you see it? How magnificent it'd be. And it gives the measurements, that wall, magnificent wall, says 144 cubits. 144 cubits, 144 cubits wide. Amen. That's 216 feet thick. Wide. Amen. There's nothing going to get through it. You talk about security. Amen. Praise God, there's going to be security around God Almighty. The devil ain't going to get in. Amen. There's coming a time in not so near future. Amen. Not so distant future. That he's going to come one final time before God, and Michael the archangel is going to cast him out. He said, God said, that's enough. Amen. Won't that be a glorious day? Amen. But boy, it's going to upset him. He's going to come. He's going to try to torment all that he can. Because he'll know that his days is numbered. Amen. But God's done set it up, praise God, because that glorious wall of jasper, as shimmering glass, praise God, is going to keep him out. And all the riffraff that runs with him. Amen. Well, so we see the wall of jasper, that's going to be there. And then we see those 12 gates. Amen. Those 12 gates that we see here in the Word of God. Those 12 gates that offers access to God's people. Amen. Ain't you glad you just didn't have one on one side, and that you had to be from a certain neighborhood or a certain direction or a certain decree, praise God, before you could get in? But he said he had those gates all around, 12 gates, praise God, to provide his people an entrance. Glory to God. So they can get to where God is. Amen. He said in each gate, praise God, was a single pearl. Can you imagine the magnificence? That gate of jasper, that glimmering as ice, praise God. And in the spot where the gates are is a glorious pearl. I got to think about that, boy. Every woman would kill to have that to wear around her neck. Amen. Big as a gate, you'd have to haul it on a truck. Glory, hallelujah, what a blessing. But he said those gates, praise God, those glorious gates. Amen. And then you have in verse 14 those foundations. He said there's 12 foundations. Amen. That reveals the permanency of this city. It's built solid, praise God. It's that city which has foundations that Abraham was talking about. Those foundations, praise God, that's sure and steadfast. He said, he wasn't looking for a wishy-washy city. Amen. He was looking for the city of God. Amen. He camped out here in this world, not expecting anything else, praise God. He was looking for the glorious city of God. Praise His holy name. So you have those foundations that He talks about in verse 14. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations. In them the names of 12 apostles of the Lamb. Amen. Glory be to God. The gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That's the gates that'll get you into heaven, praise God. That's the foundation that you build upon. That's the foundation, praise God, that'll stabilize you. That'll give a permanence to your relationship with Jesus Christ. And then hurrying along, praise God, there'll be that glorious street. This is what I think about a lot. That glorious street. Bible says in verse 21, that's a street of pure gold. Amen. It said, in every several gate was of one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. That glorious city, amen, as pure gold, as pure glass, pure gold. See, pure gold's pure, 100% pure gold is transparent. You can see through it. Amen? Like a glass. He said, but that's what it's going to be in heaven, that street of gold. But the main thing is, praise God, the street, praise God, goes right to the throne of grace. And it comes out of the throne of grace, praise God. And it goes to, hey, every one of us will live on Main Street. Amen? When we get to heaven, praise God, that street of pure gold, every one of us will live on Main Street. Glory, hallelujah, what a blessing that'll be. That street, praise God, we'll see that street that God has made of the best thing. Hey, we would think, boy, my goodness, I'll just go up there and get me some of that street of gold and I'll be all right. We think gold is, it's over $3,000 an ounce now. People's investing in it, buying it. It ain't even pure gold. Amen? And they're buying it up, praise God. They think it's a great commodity to have. In your portfolio, everybody's got to have a little gold. Amen. In heaven, praise God. Hey, we may think it's great here, but ain't nothing but pavement. Amen. Think about it. That glory to God. We may think a lot of things here are just wonderful, splendid things, but praise God, when we get to heaven, it's just as pavement. Amen. Praise the Lord. But we'll all get to live on it. Amen. He said, and then chapter number 22, it talks about a river. What'll be there? There'll be a river. He says it's a river of the water of life. That river of life. And he said he showed me a pure river. Chapter 22, verse number 1. A pure river of water of life. Here again he says clear as crystal. See, there's no pollutants in it. Amen. Water around here anymore, you could drink out of the creek, you'd be okay. Now you drink out of the creek, you'll probably get the salmonella or something, die. But he said, praise God, there's going to be a pure river, praise God, up there, that's coming from the throne room of God, praise the Lord, praise God, it's going to be pure. A river of life, praise God. A pure, crystal clear river. Well, what a blessing that'd be if you throwed some trout in that. Amen. Boy, glory to God, you could be able to see them. Goodness gracious. That's like fishing these clear streams. You know, you see them little old native trout. But boy, they can see you too. You got to be careful. You got to sneak up on them. But praise God, I tell you what you want. Hey, up there, it's going to be a perfection, praise God. There's going to be a river that gives life. And it's going to give that life in abundance to all those that have life. Continue. Amen. But then another thing that's going to be there, praise God, is a tree of life. A tree of life. Look what he says. He said, in the midst of the street and on either side of the river was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Amen. See, this tree of life, that was the tree that was we were banned from in the garden. Amen. God said, hey, you can have off any tree, but the tree of life, you've got to stay away from it. Of course, he said, we can't even touch it. I don't know if maybe Adam didn't ad-lib just a little bit there so that she would be afraid to touch it. Amen. But it was the very thing that was forbidden in the garden. They were excluded from in the garden. Amen. But praise God, here God says that when we get to this glorious place, when we get over on the other side, when we turn away your life here and enter into life ever after, He said we're going to come to a place where the river of life is. Praise God, where the tree of life is, that tree that was forbidden, will be available to all of God's people. Amen. Be a place where there's no more sickness or death or dying or disease. Praise God. Bless His holy name. It be that tree of life. You mean, I'm talking about this new Jerusalem. The place that God has prepared for Him, those people that's prepared for that place. Bless His holy name. A place where there'll be no, where God will be the temple in that place. He'll be the light in that place. He'll be the way of that place. It'd be a place where there'll be no more night, but there'll be day always. It'd be a place where they'll bring glory and honor of all the nations. Amen? Phil's arguing with me today. He's trying to argue with me. I didn't argue with him. I said, because I'm saying, I kept telling him, I said, you're just making God too little. He said, well, it can't be. What you're saying, if you believe that there's going to be a literal new Jerusalem coming down from God out of heaven, coming down to earth, praise God, the earth's going to be purged and burnt, and then it's going to sit down here, and that's where God's going to dwell. That's where people are going to come to, and they're going to bring things from all the nations under the glory of God. He said, it won't work. He said, it won't work. I said, well, you're making God too small. He said, no, it won't work. Science says it won't work. If you put that big old city there, it's going to be so big, so large, it's going to be in Jerusalem, it's going to turn the earth around, it's going to put us out of orbit, it's going to mess everything up. Amen. He was thinking scientifically. I just let him talk, and I said, yeah, but you're making God too little. God's got to be bigger than that. God's bigger than that. Whatever God wants to do, God can do. Amen. He cast the stars off of his fingertips and called them by name. See what you do. You get you a notebook and you get to observing the sky and you start to count the stars and you start naming them as you go. Amen. See how long it take you to name them, to write them down, name them all. God did that. Praise the Lord. See, we hold him too small. If we want God to hear and answer prayers, if we want His presence, if we want His glory, we've got to make Him God. Amen. Praise God. Is there any doubt, praise God, that He can bring down New Jerusalem? The Bible says this. Let me read this again to you here, and I'll be done. He said, I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband, looking as good as it would ever look. Amen. And so that's when God would tabernacle with men. Praise the Lord. He'll come to where we are, and we'll be where He is, and it'll be that way forever. How do you know, preacher? Because Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse number 2, He said, I go to prepare a place for you. Amen. I go to prepare a place for you. He didn't go cheap on the material. Amen. He didn't get the cheapest thing out there. Praise God. He didn't put limitations on it. He said, I'm going to go prepare you a place. He said, it's going to be a place of splendor. He said, it's going to be such a place as it's as a bride adorned for her wedding. In other words, it's going to be looking as good as it can look. Amen. With the help of the Lord. Praise God. It'll be the Lord that'll be dressing it up. Amen. That holy city, New Jerusalem. Praise God. That place that God is going to prepare for those that's prepared for that place. Dwelling over there on Hallelujah Boulevard. Along those streets of gold. Amen. You say, preacher, how does it all add up? How can it all come together, praise God? God can. Amen. I don't know. But God says it, praise God, and I believe it. And I'm excited about it because someday I get to go. I went to Israel several years ago. Been what, 16 years ago now? No, longer than that. 22 years ago now. 22 years ago, I got to go. Then, what, 6-7 years ago, we got the 2016, me and Teresa got to go. And boy, I tell you what, it's amazing. Amen. If you ever get to go, you'll never be the same. Because you read your Bible, you read your Gospels, and you go over there and you see these places. Real places that the Bible really talked about. And I honestly believe, praise God, this is a real city that we're going to get to see. We're going to get to live in. We're going to get to worship God in. People's going to bring glory and honor to it. God's going to get the glory. He's going to get glory here on this earth, praise God, like He never has before. Amen. That fellow said, well, preacher, you thinking about this thing all literally. He said, a lot of this is spiritual. I said, praise God, God is spirit. He's worshiping spirit truth. But He promised a literal place with Him. Amen. That's not, that's not only spiritual, that's real. Amen? It's real. And God made a place. He explained. Hey, praise God, He explained it to us. He told us what it's going to look like. It's going to be magnificent to see. It's all these stones that I can't pronounce. Amen? Praise God. It's going to be awesome to see. When the light of God Almighty is illuminating the place. I mean, it's going to be like nothing you've ever saw in your life. Amen? It's going to take us about 1,000 years just to get over what we see when we first come up to the wall and start through the gate. Praise God. Knowing the Lord Jesus Christ, He said going to be there with us. He's going to guide us in, show us up under the throne room of God. Present us, praise the Lord. Psalms chapter 24. Men going to march in with us and going to say, here they are, Father. Here they are. Glory be to God. We'll be there. Amen? We'll be there. It'll be real. Praise God. It's not make-believe, young'uns. It's real. And we got to really believe it. Amen? Really believe it to receive it. That all this stuff is available to us if we just believe. Amen? We see the glorious light of that city in Jesus Christ our Savior. Well, won't it be something when we get there?